come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
What's that?
Well, that was the good food I just ate, man. That was a killer recipe, and people were just grooving on it. And I know you'll have those ready for our website.
I've actually already emailed it to you.
Elizabeth, I'm coming.
Exactly. So, now I was thinking we had some technical difficulties in between.
Sounds good, smells good, looks good. I want to eat it.
Well, there you are. You may now eat it.
Thank you.
Let me, we started out, or we were finishing last segment, last hour, with this garlic steak, skirt steak recipe. So let's just recap it again for anyone at home that was that missed the top of the last hour. We're going to start out with about 1 3/4 pounds of skirt steak. And we're going to take some olive oil in a nice heavy pan and cut up the skirt steak in about 4 sections for a full skirt strip, which is about 2 feet long. So you're going to cut that in 4 sections so that you can pan fry them easier in the olive oil. Get it nice and hot, about 350 on the pan. If you're using an induction burner, you can dial that right in. But it's higher temperature because you're going to want to sear it. So you're going to cook one side of the skirt steak, flip it over, cook the other side, maybe flip it back one more time, and then you can find out, you know, if it's browned properly on both sides. Take the skirt steak out, let it rest. Now, in that same pan where you've got the fond from the skirt steak in there, go ahead and add in some more olive oil, about 2 garlic cloves, 2 tablespoons, 3 tablespoons or so of slivered almonds, and some peppers. I take orange, yellow, and red bell peppers, and we use our little trick to cut them. And just to remind people, that's you draw your knife straight down along the length of the pepper, sort of down, and then turn your blade over and just find the skin, the outer part of the bell pepper, and that will take it away clean. All of the seeds and everything will be maintained in the core of that bell pepper, and just throw that part away. So then julienne the bell pepper, nice thin strips, cut those in half, so you're going to have your orange, your red, and your yellow bell peppers on that.
Could I throw bell pepper in there too, because
no.
I'm Irish?
No, I don't want green bell peppers in this, because it does change the flavor profile.
So I can't add my Irish green
pepper? No, you can't add it. So then after that, you're going to deglaze the pan now. We added the garlic, we added the almonds, we added the bell peppers. We let those soften a little bit, about 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes total. Then we deglaze the pan with some apple cider vinegar. It's about a quarter of a cup of apple cider vinegar, 1/2 cup of water. Add in the dried blueberries or raisins. I chose blueberries here because these happen to be gluten-free, and we're doing a gluten-free show today. You also add in, I'm sorry, I missed, before you add the deglaze the pan, go ahead and add in a little squeeze of tomato paste. In that tomato paste, it's about roughly 1 tablespoon of tomato paste. Stir that in, and then you can go ahead and deglaze the pan. So deglazing again with the apple cider vinegar, a little bit of water, and adding in the raisins. Those will sort of plump up. That sauce will thicken for about 4 minutes, and then take the meat, start to cut the meat. Now, when you're cutting skirt steak, the shortcut is...
The shortcut.
Is shortcut, right. And the shortcut is how you portion it, but then you want to rotate it 90 degrees and cut against the grain. Make sure on skirt steak you're cutting against the grain. Otherwise, it will really, really be chewy. So you take that, you sort of portion them down, cut them down, top it with the peppers mixture, and there you go. That's the dish. By the way, along with the peppers, we added in some ground cinnamon, some ground cardamom, and you can all in a little bit of salt. I use the smoked Yakima salt. And if you want to, different times of the season, you can also add something like garlic cloves, cloves, ground cloves. And that's it. And by the way, all those spices, I know that the essential oils are all in place because they came from Whole Foods, they came from the bulk spice area, and I refill my spices all the time. So,
what an amazing recipe. And once again, now it sounds more complex than it really is.
It's really not complex. It's you're basically cooking up the steaks. You set them aside. You create your sauce. And that sauce could be anything, right? So here we're using peppers and blueberries. And that the blueberries play off with the peppers very nicely. Again, all gluten-free on both of those recipes. So,
gentleman's wearing a nice shirt, by the way.
Yeah, he likes your shirt. So this is a branzino over here, which is a European sea bass, and cooked in a olives, capers sort of sauce. And this is skirt steak that's cooked with peppers, dried blueberries, and some other things. So go for it. So, all right. Now, in our next recipes, we're going to do some chicken.
Ah.
And the chicken is going to be prepared pretty simply with a shallot sauce, but it's just one of those basic sauces that I think people should know how to use. So,
have you already sent me that recipe too?
I have. I've seen
I'm telling you, you are so on top of things. I've gotten more recipes today than I've had in the last month.
Well, you know, normally when I'm doing the recipes, I do them on the fly as I'm walking through Whole Foods.
Yes.
This morning I actually got here early, and let me talk about this for a second. I got here early to meet a friend of mine named Christopher Stavely.
Oh, so that's why you were here early.
Well, yes. Yeah, so Chris is actually a chef over at the Ritz-Carlton. He's actually the new banquet chef downtown.
Buckhead?
The downtown Ritz-Carlton. Okay. He's at Buckhead. This is his last day today. And he builds these carving boards and cutting boards. And he'll do charcuterie boards, cheese plates, things like that, with beautiful wood. So this one here, he did with cherry, walnut, and a few other varieties of wood I couldn't pronounce. It's all food-grade stuff that he uses. So if you're a restaurant looking for some fantastic charcuterie plates, or you just want a fantastic cutting board for home, and by the way, he could probably build out a whole counter if you really wanted him to, like for a center island or something like that. But his name is Chris Stavely. He's at 770-815-1855. 770-815-1855. Just a nice guy. He's a chef. He's a really great chef and just does amazing jobs on the woodwork with that those cutting boards. So, you know, if a professional chef likes it, like him and creates it, you know, it's going to be a good cutting board to use. So what can you tell me about?
Well, I was going to tell you that on this date in 1733, Richard Curwen was born. Now, for those of you who don't, Curwen was an eccentric Irish chemist who hated flies.
Hated what?
Flies. You know, flies?
Flies. Oh,
flies,
okay.
Yeah. He also had dysphagia. Do you know what dysphagia is?
I do not.
Okay, well, you're going to find out. It's not very appetizing. He believed, which is the inability to swallow food without convulsive movements.
Oh, my gosh.
So, he was known as the only one who always ate alone. Because if he was eating and...
Yeah,
he was very lonely at the dinner table.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Jean-Baptiste Pierre-Antoine de Monet.
Strangest bit of trivia I've ever heard.
Yeah, okay. You think that's good? Now, how about this name? Now, this only the French can come up with this. Jean-Baptiste Pierre Antoine de Monet, Chevalier de Lamarck.
Really?
Born. Yes, okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names.
Okay.
He was a French naturalist. He believed in the inheritance of acquired traits. He actually had great influence on Darwin.
On Darwin?
Yeah.
Okay. The inheritance of acquired traits. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now I know why the French and I always have a problem. They introduced the first metric weight in 1793 on this date, the kilogram.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was a waste.
You got that right.
Do you remember going through that? Were you in school when they tried to convert us to the metric system?
No.
Yeah, they did that in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, on this date, now you'll know this one. You'll know this one. In 1819, on this date, Herman Melville was born.
Yes.
And he was a what, and what is he best known for?
He's an author.
Right.
And he's the Man in the Sea.
No, wait.
It was the what?
Well, they call me the Big White Whale.
Oh. Well, I thought it was Old Man in the Sea.
No, Moby Dick.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I meant Moby Dick.
Okay,
Close. Same difference.
And you know what?
Do you know what the other name for the whale?
You know what the other name for it was? It wasn't Old Man of the Sea.
What?
It was the whale. That was another name for it.
Well, if you had
said anyway,
that,
we've got another name for this. It's called a cheap, shoddy commercial break, which we're going to take right now, and taking it to the streets of Avalon, baby.